This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. By now, you may have heard the account of what happened with Brian Williams and his guest, a New York Times reporter, last name Gay, who was on, I think it's MSNBC. All these networks are the same now, where this New York Times reporter comes on and says, oh, Mike Bloomberg spent $500 million on his campaign. And then she said, that's $1 million. That's over $1 million per American. And Brian Williams is like, yeah, that's nuts. It's over $1 million for every American. It's so amazing when you put it that way. And then they had this graphic ready. And they showed the graphic on the screen, too. It's like, oh, it's over $1 million. It was a tweet, actually, that they had made up as a graphic. And the tweet said, yeah, Mike Bloomberg could have paid every American $1 million. And so they accepted this at, again, I think it's MSNBC. They accepted this. And it is, of course, now called the most embarrassing moment ever on the history of TV. Because it's not $1 million per person. It's like $1.50. Per person, because if it's $500 million and you only have 327 million people in the country, then it's a little over a dollar per person. But New York Times reporters think it's $1 million per person. And Brian Williams agrees because they can't do math. We've arrived at a very bizarre moment. You've heard me talk about this before, where journalists are mathematically illiterate and scientifically illiterate. Remember, these are the same people that talk to us about carbon dioxide and ocean levels rising and the parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. They like to pretend that they know numbers, but when it comes down to it, they're illiterate when it comes to numbers. I mean, dumber than fifth graders, actually, when it comes to numbers. Because for Mike Bloomberg to give $1 million to every American, he would have had to come up with $327 trillion, right? Because if there's 327 million people, if you gave each person, let's say, $1,000, then you'd have to have $327 billion. And if you want to give everybody $1 million, you'd have to have $327 trillion. But I guess units like that are very confusing to modern journalists in the mainstream media, which begs the question, how on earth can anyone expect these people to teach us anything about, I don't know, viruses and infectious disease and how quickly they spread, because it's a mathematical formula. It's an exponential spread. And it seems like nobody understands exponential trend lines or even just basic math when you get right down to it. But these people pretend to be able to talk to us about the federal debt and national spending and annual budget deficits and all these things. They don't have any clue about numbers. And so we actually live now in a country that where the lack of mathematical literacy is so devastatingly bad that the very people who are the journalists on TV who are supposed to be the expert analysts of world events, they are dumber than what fifth graders would have been just a generation ago. I mean, this math is not difficult, but they can't get it right. And even their own staff, they didn't catch it either. You know, the people that created the graphics and the people watching the broadcast, like, no one caught it. So how can they fathom what's happening with this pandemic? That's the big question here. And when you listen to people on MSNBC or CNN or NPR or almost any mainstream media outlet, New York Times, whatever, they're not informed about anything. They don't understand science and genetics and GMOs. They don't understand vaccines. They have no clue what's in vaccines. They don't understand natural medicine, naturopathy, phytonutrients, healing herbs, minerals. They don't understand physiology and health. They don't understand history. They have no understanding of science and physics, astronomy, archaeology, anthropology, or any number of other subjects. They are clueless on everything. You know what they're experts on? Themselves. The media likes to write about the media. And mostly the left-wing media is performing for other reporters. because it's a bubble for them. It's a bubble where everybody hates Trump, where everybody thinks the climate has gone insane and we're all going to die under a flood of ocean water. You know, they just have this delusional world that they invent, but they reinforce it with each other. And that's the only people they're talking to. I mean, who's watching CNN other than other reporters and whoever's trapped in an airport for that day and there's nothing else on because CNN paid the airport to broadcast CNN? It's the only way CNN has any numbers is because people have no choice but to watch it. That's literally how, that's CNN's business model. It's to pay airports to broadcast their fake news to a captive audience that's stuck waiting for airplanes. That's their audience. If anybody had a choice, they would turn that off. And yet, we're told that the independent media is not to be trusted, that the independent media is fake news. Well, I'll tell you what, you take a look at the independent media, we can all do math. We do outstanding math. We are scientists, and we are educated, highly intelligent, independent, creative thinkers that the media can't even pretend to have. Wasn't Brian Williams the same guy that made up all those stories about being attacked in his helicopter? That's the same guy. He's a journalist, and he just fabricated all this news. Like, oh, we were in a helicopter, we started taking rocket fire, and all this, and it turned out to be all fake. And he's still working as a journalist. So even when you knowingly fake everything for a left-wing network, they don't fire you because your job is to fake everything. They just see you as doing your job. Even when you get caught fabricating false facts, just out of the blue, like he wasn't in a helicopter that took rocket fire. Never happened. So why isn't he totally discredited and out of work in the journalism industry? Well, because the journalism industry wants people who are fakers and liars. That's who they hire. That's their job, is to read the fake news scripts, the teleprompters, and fool you and trick you while telling you that the real news, i.e. the independent media, is fake, while they're lying to you in the mainstream media. So it's just an interesting observation about the world in which we live. The lack of basic education on things like math and science. I mean, just basics, like how does gravity work? You know, what's a solar system? What's a galaxy? What's a light year? You know, the average American can't tell you what a light year is. They think it's a unit of time. They do. They think it's a unit of time. You ask the average American, how long is a light year? And they'll say, year? Because they have no clue. So, I mean, how do you even function in a society where people are so uninformed that they have no clue what anything is? No wonder we don't have any independent thinkers anymore. And so when you tell someone, Earth is, I don't know, let's say 25,000 light years from the center of our galaxy, they don't know what that means. They have no clue what that means. Or that there's another galaxy that's 100,000 light years away. They don't have no clue what that means. So the average person living today doesn't know anything about their own body. They don't even know how food affects their mind or their health. I mean, most people don't realize that what they eat determines the health outcome they get. I mean, imagine that level of disconnect. They think that you can eat whatever you want, and if you have diseases, it's just random chance. Like, there's no cause-effect connection between those two things in the minds of most people. And why is that? How could people be so dumbed down? Well, it's because the media dumbed them down. The media made everybody stupid. Well, plus failed public education systems. But it's also a lot of disinformation through the media. You know, the soda industry got the media to tell everybody that, oh, a calorie is a calorie. It doesn't matter whether you drink sugar or eat flax seeds. It's all the same, they said. And so there's no point in eating healthy, and your diabetes is just a genetic problem. Here, take insulin. You'll be fine. And you can keep on drinking Coca-Cola and eating ice cream. And there are diabetics that do that. They run around with a bottle of insulin and a bunch of needles, and they just gobble down ice cream, gobble, gobble, and drink soda. And then they shoot up with insulin, and they're like, got it all covered. My doctor told me that's the way to handle this. no one has ever said to them, okay, you should stop eating sugar because you see that that's requiring too much maturity in people today to expect them to act like something older than a seven-year-old. Like, hey, why not be an adult and don't drink soda and eat ice cream and live on donuts? You're 45 years old. You're diabetic. Maybe you could try eating healthy because your blood sugar would be fine in many cases if you ate healthy foods. But no one wants to hear that. Now, even if you say that to someone, you're accused of being condescending. Oh, you can't tell people what to eat. So you can't even point out that, hey, if you change your food, you change your health. If you change your diet, you change your life. If you clean up your food, it cleans up your blood. And your blood powers your brain. And so if you have healthier food, you have healthier blood, you have better moods, better brain function, neurological protection. And your life gets better. You're happier, healthier, have better longevity. That's a message that's super positive. But in today's hyper-politically correct world, you can't even say that because they say you don't have a right to tell people that there's a link between what they eat and the health results they get. Because we live in a world now where everybody is required to be so dumbed down that they think Mike Bloomberg could have given every American $1 million. And that's normal now. It's cool to be dumb. It's cool to be in the stupid group because then you're part of that conformity. You're part of that obedience. You fit in because there's so many other stupid people around that you fit right in. You don't question anything. Ah, vaccines are perfectly safe. Yeah, if you believe that, you're stupid, but you fit in because that's what the doctors are telling people because they're uninformed as well. Vaccines have never harmed anyone. Oh, don't worry. The coronavirus is just the flu, they say. It's just like the flu. Okay. So that's great that the stupid people have spoken, but what about those who are well-informed? Well, you're about to get your chance to survive because there's a lot coming right now in our world. And if you can't do math and you can't understand reality, your chances of survival are very diminished. But if you do understand reality, your chances of making it through this are exceptional. You can be alive, aware, informed. You can make it through this, even if you get exposed and infected, by the way, by turning to natural medicine, which is something that I teach at naturalnews.com. You can make it through this. Even though we live in a world where a whole lot of people are about to win the Darwin Award, because they're too stupid to survive. And there's a big test going on right now. It's the preparedness test. You see, society is about to break down in roughly about 90 days. By late May, early June of this year, it's going to be obvious that a lot of shortages, a lot of supply lines are broken, a lot of isolation, quarantine orders. Going to be a lot of people who find themselves without supplies that they need. It's kind of a national IQ test. People who do plan ahead and who get prepping supplies, probably like you, are going to do very well during these times. People who don't plan ahead and who miscalculated the machinations of society, who believe that everything would always work perfectly and they bet their lives on that, that they could always get new supplies from the grocery store, they could always get their drugs from the pharmacy, that the pharmacy would never run out, that they could always get emergency medicine or what have you, or always have a job and a paycheck. If they bet their life on that because they're living on the edge with very few supplies and usually heavily in debt, very leveraged financial situation, those people aren't going to do so well. Your ability to process information and be intelligent actually does matter as this world begins to crater. People who are too stupid to do math and recognize reality are more likely to die. On the upside, people who are able to do math, people who are able to think for themselves, people who recognize the patterns of history as it's unfolding in real time in front of you, people who are able to think for themselves are going to do extremely well. So it's only a question of which group you want to be in. And I know you're already in the group of people who are awake and aware, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this. But most people have not chosen that group, and by default, they've chosen to be in the obedience group, conformity and stupidity, because that's what's cool. That's what's hip. fit in, they say, which means they're going to join the herd that's marching off the cliff. They're not going to do very well. So these are just some important things to keep in mind as we work to navigate this world and the people in it who are unprepared for reality. It's kind of like being Noah in the biblical times, and Noah was building his ark, and he'd been told by God that a flood is coming, and he warned people, and everybody said, "Ah, oh, why are you building your ark? Why not come over here to, Gomorrah? We're having a party over here. Bunch of naked dudes running around. Why don't you party with us, Noah?" And Noah was like, "No, I'm going to build this ark because there's something coming." And so they mocked Noah. I know this isn't historically accurate. I'm weaving together different Bible stories here. But they mocked Noah, and then they got wiped out when the flood came because Noah actually had good information straight from God in his case. And he was trying to warn people. Nobody wanted to listen. Who wants to build a boat when there's a party going on down the street? At Sodom, whatever, at Sodomville. So you see, your choices have consequences. Make the right choices and you'll do very well. And that's my job, is to help bring you information so that you can make informed choices, not to tell you what choice to make, but to help you have information so that you can make the right choices through your own critical thinking skills. You notice, I never try to be your guru or anything like that. I just try to bring you information and encourage you to be an independent thinker. Those are the kind of people that are going to survive. And if you want to survive this, keep reading at pandemic.news. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.